This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Hey, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Network, welcome back on these USA radio stations. Sponsor of this show, Liberty Health Share. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people that work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. It's my third year. I saved $18,000 in year one, $18,000 in year two. I'm saving $18,000 this year. That's $54,000 over 3 years. Plus, they reimbursed me for almost my entire kidney stone operation back in January and February. And reimbursed my son for almost all of his dental bill for his emergency wisdom tooth surgery. It's really quite amazing. It starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. That's the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. You are crazy if you do not call Liberty HealthShare. Your host is telling you, Wayne Allyn Root loves it. My family loves it. It's been great for us. They've taken such good care of us. I can't believe how well they treated me with my kidney stone operation. So much better than any insurance company would have ever done. LightYourLiberty.com. 855-LIBERTY. LightYourLiberty.com. All right, some of the big news stories of the day. It's just amazing to me. Amazing to me that when you're the son of a politician, you can get away with anything. An Arizona police report of 2016 says a cocaine pipe found in a car rented by Hunter Biden, and authorities declined to prosecute. Just amazing. Just amazing. Hard to even believe. You can get away with murder. The word treason is popping up. Trump's using the word treason to talk about the Spygate coup plotters. William Barr, the attorney general, has put John Durham, otherwise known as Bull Durham, on the case to investigate. They're all talking treason. Trump tells illegals, you will be leaving soon. Trump ends steel and aluminum tariffs on Mexico and Canada. Three states, including two big ones for the 2020 election, battleground states, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, just set new all-time lows for unemployment. Pelosi says she never said there wasn't a border crisis. Liar. We found out today non-citizens commit 42% of federal crimes despite being only 7% of the U.S. population. And then we've got Pete Butthead, otherwise known as Pete Buddy, Booty Edge Edge, something like that. The mayor of South Bend running for president. He wants to erase Thomas Jefferson's name from American history, and when asked about Islamic extremism, says Christianity is just as extreme as Islam. Crazy people. And then we have Hollywood crazy people. John Cusack met with Democrats in Washington, D.C. and demanded Trump be removed from office. I would just die to be a fly on the wall to hear that conversation. Whew. How is it possible? John Cusack responded to a headline from The Hill noting his calls for the impeachment of Trump. He said, I didn't call for impeachment, actually, as we've been doing that for years. I came to discuss what they are doing to protect us from the assault on democracy from the Trump crime mob. He aligned himself with Senator Bernie Sanders and his neo-Marxist paradigm of politics. 52-year-old actor retweets messages involving white capitalist patriarchy, progressive politics, and characterizing those opposing abortion as fascists. Why I'm with Bernie Sanders? Many folks choose evil and consciously opt to violently oppress others. Aren't confused, aren't unaware, aren't waiting for you to tell them a story to melt the heart and suddenly makes them empathize with you. This is a power struggle, period. We got to be in total solidarity with each other across all lines, race, gender. This is fascism. He derided Attorney General William Barr as a criminal for adhering to federal law by redacting restricted grand jury information pertaining to Mueller's report. He says Congress has not received the full report, capitalized full, because criminal AG obstructing Congress for criminal president. Everything's at stake. Defying all subpoenas means no more equal branches of government. President is the king. Cusack was wearing a jacket with the message, Good night, white pride, during his visit to Capitol Hill. I sincerely believe, he says in Twitter, we're all in trouble now if we do not begin to unite against these fascists. Trump needs to be removed from office, declared Cusack. Just weird. I don't know what else to say. I'm not going to read anymore because it's so dumb. And then you've got Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, otherwise known as Fakeahontas. She calls for a federal government intervention to keep abortion legal. Like many of her Democrat colleagues running for the 2020 presidential nomination, Warren is reacting to Alabama banning abortion and several other states poised to follow, most recently Missouri. These extremist Republican lawmakers know what the law is, but they don't care. They want to turn back the clock, outlaw abortions, deny women access to reproductive health care. They're hoping the Supreme Court will back their radical play. She blames Trump, including that he stole a seat on the United States Supreme Court. I'll be blunt, it just might work. President Trump has packed the courts with extreme anti-choice judges. Senate Republicans stole the Supreme Court seat and rammed through the confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh last year to cement an anti-choice majority on the Supreme Court. She claims, falsely, abortion and reproductive rights are guaranteed in the Constitution. No, they're not. The court applied the Fourth Amendment's right for citizens' privacy to make legal abortion on demand the law of the land, she says. And because Warren and other pro-choice politicians know that the Roe v. Wade decision comes under renewed scrutiny by the High Court, the law could be undone. Her answer, federal government intervention that would stifle states' right to make abortion laws, including lifting the ban on federal funding of abortions. Congress should pass new federal laws that protect access to reproductive care from right-wing ideologues in the states. Federal laws that ensure real access to birth control and abortion care for all women. Federal laws that will stand no matter what the Supreme Court does. Government intervention would include create federal statutory rights that parallel the constitutional right in Roe v. Wade, pass federal laws to preempt state efforts that functionally limit access to reproductive health care, and guarantee reproductive health coverage as part of all health coverage. In her commentary, Warren inadvertently revealed how pro-life the nation is becoming, including 55 laws restricting abortion have been passed by state legislatures. 18 states have laws in place to kick in if the Roe decision is overturned, and 90% of counties in the country do not have an abortion clinic. This is a dark moment, Warren wrote. And listen, I came out yesterday and the day before. Wayne Root came out. No, not as gay. I'll never come out as gay. But I did come out. Congratulations, my board up, Chris says. Chris O'Sullivan says, top of the day to you, man. So I didn't come out as gay, but I'll tell you what I came out as. I came out as a pro-life guy who has always believed that abortion should be illegal in the third trimester and that federal government should fund abortion and that there shouldn't be partial birth abortion and that when a little, you know, when a girl is 15, 16 years old wants to get an abortion, her parents must be told. If she wanted a Q-tip at school, they have to call the parents first, but not an abortion. So I think I'm pretty conservative, but I'm moderate conservative. I always think there has to be an exception for rape and incest. And I don't ever agree that you would put in doctors go to jail for life or 99 years to life. That's ridiculous. So I think you could be very pro-life, but be reasonable and moderate on that issue. And I always have been. I'm for life. I'm certainly one of the people Elizabeth Warren would say she hates. She can't stand. I'm terrible. But yet, I'm reasonable. I believe there has to be an exception for rape and incest. Always, always, always. And the mother's life, of course. Here's how dumb New York is. My old hometown. I love New York. I can't listen to Frank Sinatra sing New York without tears coming to my eyes. New York, New York. I love New York, but New York is dumb. It's just become so liberal since I left. New York ditches gas pipeline proposal despite soaring electricity bills. In an unsurprising move, the New York State authorities rejected a proposal for a new natural gas pipeline that would have supplied 400 million CU feet of natural gas daily to the state, where energy demand is growing, but so is fossil fuel opposition on the highest political level. Reuters quotes the New York Department of Environmental Conservation as saying in its reasons for rejection of the Williams Project, construction of the proposed project would result in significant water quality impacts from the resuspension of sediments and other contaminants, including mercury and copper. So look what you get when you do that. The northeastern United States' largest supplier of natural gas has stopped processing new customer applications in New York City and Long Island after Cuomo administration blocked a major pipeline project. The moratorium is the second hit New Yorkers as a result of Governor Cuomo's opposition to natural gas pipelines needed to meet the growing demand in the state of New England. We're not processing any new applications for any new customers. We'll continue to receive requests for service, but we're not processing them, says National Grid New York President John Bruckner. New York officials rejected a water permit application for the Northeast Supply Enhancement Pipeline Project Thursday. Cuomo wants his state to adopt his version of the Green New Deal to cut greenhouse gas emissions and end fossil fuel use. So now you can't get natural gas in New York. You're stuck with bills through the roof because of...
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you. And that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. I got to agree with Donald Trump. He says cop killers should immediately get the death penalty. The president made his comment on Capitol Hill during a speech at the National Peace Officers Memorial Day service dedicated to the nation's fallen officers. The ambushes and attacks on our police must end. They must end right now. We believe the criminals who murder police officers should immediately, but with trial, of course, get the death penalty. But quickly, the trial should go fast. It's got to be fair, but it's got to go fast. According to the Officer Down Memorial page, in 2017, I just lost it. I'm sorry. I lost my place. First time it's ever happened. It clicked off. Here we go. 174 officers were killed in the line of duty in 2017, 2018, 163, and thus far in 2019, 43. The number of officer deaths has risen and fallen between 140 and 190 deaths since 2010. The president recommended the death penalty for cop killers several times before. Last year, Trump said criminals who kill our police officers should immediately, with trial, but rapidly as possible, get the death penalty. And he also pushed the sentence during his 2016 campaign for the White House. Bravo. Agree with you wholeheartedly, President Trump. Bill Barr, Attorney General, reveals the Russia probe review will focus on the Trump dossier and the briefing and the leaking. That's what it's all about. It all comes down to that. They all knew it was a lying dossier. They all knew it was made up. They all knew it was complete fiction, and they all knew it was paid for by the Clinton campaign and the DNC, and yet they used it. Attorney General Barr sits down with Fox News to discuss the use of the anti-Trump Steele dossier by intelligence officials. And Barr said that one portion of the review, which he's tapped U.S. Attorney John Durham to lead, would cover the time period between Election Day and Inauguration Day, saying some very strange developments took place during that time. He was referring to the early January 2017 briefing intelligence officials gave then-President-elect Trump at Trump Tower and the leaking of information subsequent to that meeting. At that meeting, Trump was briefed by intelligence and law enforcement officials on Russian election meddling and was also informed by the former FBI Director James Comey about the now infamous anti-Trump dossier, which included salacious allegations against him. Details later leaked to the press. That's one of the things we need to look at, Barr said. Earlier this week, former FBI General Counsel James Baker said he and other officials were quite worried that it could look like Comey was trying to blackmail Trump when he first told him about allegations in the dossier. Baker said that analogies were made to J. Edgar Hoover, the former FBI director who famously abused his power to blackmail politicians. We were quite worried about the Hoover analogies. We were determined not to have such a disaster happen on our watch. They didn't want to continue the legacy of Hoover's blackmailing. Yeah, but you wanted to use a fake dossier. And there's a new article out about the fact they've now changed the name of global warming and climate change because it didn't work. So now they got a new name, global heating. From now on, the Guardian's editor-in-chief, Kath Viner, has ordered global warming is to be called global heating. This apparently will more closely reflect the scale of the climate and wildlife crisis now afflicting Mother Gaia. I guess they mean Mother Earth. Here's the memo she sent out to editorial staff. The use of the names climate science denier or climate denier for climate skeptic makes a nonsense of Ms. Viner's claim that the Guardian is trying to be more scientifically precise and rooted in facts. For a start, it presupposes that climate science is a field with a fixed view of how climate works, which is not true. There are lots of competing theories on what it is that drives climate. Climate alarmists insist global warming is primarily man-made, driven by CO2, carbon dioxide. Many other respected scientists believe it is due to a combination of factors ranging from solar activity to cycles in the deep ocean. There is, in essence, no such thing as a climate science denier, because not even the most ardent skeptic denies the existence of climate science. Even more problematic is that of the use of the word denier, which evokes the Holocaust, and in so doing so weirdly and irresponsibly puts being skeptical about global warming in the same category as denying that Hitler murdered 6 million Jews. Yeah. You know what I say? You got to play on their field. We got to call them border crisis deniers. Whether it evokes the Holocaust or not, if you can stare at the border and see 100,000 criminals, many of them pedophiles, drug traffickers, human traffickers, murderers, rapists, gangbangers, MS-13 members. If you can see them coming over the border and you don't see a crisis, you are a border crisis denier.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue tells Fox News that China backed out of a trade deal with the United States.
China was coming to the table with multiples of purchases there and frankly had agreed to and then backtracked on those. So I think we'll regain this market once we get a trade deal that's fair and free, just like President Trump has promised.
President Trump sits down with Fox News' Steve Hilton to discuss the prospect of investigating former Vice President and current 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Don't you think that should be investigated,
well,
that financial connection? The Chinese government putting billions of dollars into Biden family business.
100%. It's a disgrace. And then he says China's not a competitor of ours. China is a massive competitor of ours. They want to take over the world.
So far, no comment from Biden on Trump's statements. This is USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, I'm back. War Now, Wayne Allen Root. In the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trumpland. Well, actually, on this show, we should call it Rootland. Anybody tuning in is listening to Rootland in a country we call Trumpland. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the radio show. They're a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Great all-American story. Fordham is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent per share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources. Fordham is Mark Bruner's new baby. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche, which is credibility and integrity. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Can you imagine owning a mining property that is nine times bigger or so than the city of New York? Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. And I said the city of New York. I really meant Manhattan. Because when you think of the city of New York, I guess that includes Queens and Brooklyn and the Bronx and Staten Island, but it's Manhattan. The island of Manhattan is about nine times smaller than the 180-square-mile City of Gold. So in other words, the island of Manhattan is about 20 square miles. This one's 180 square miles. You want to find out more, visit FordhamResources.com. They're a publicly traded company, which means they're a stock. You can buy their stock. You can profit. If you like what you read, you like what you see, go to FordhamResources.com for a complete review. Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, Resources.com. Ticker symbol FTMR. All right, we've got our guest here, Christina Lela, Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. And by the way, one of the great stories she's got up today is my story. So thank you, Christina, for putting the Wayne Root story up there. It's very cool to see it up there in headlines.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, all about how Trump really has saved the union. The title is Wayne Allen Root, Proof Trump Saved the Union. Obama saved the teachers' union and the government employees' union, but Trump saved the union, as in the United States of America. Good stuff, President Trump, and good stuff, Gateway Pundit, for putting my comments up there. Top stories trending at the Gateway Pundit as we speak right now. Judge orders transcripts of General Flynn's phone calls with the Russian ambassador to be made public. Tell us what's going on there, Christina.
Okay, so yesterday, a federal judge, he's a Clinton appointee, ordered portions of Mueller's report to be unredacted that's related to General Flynn. And he also ordered transcripts of Flynn's phone calls with Russian Ambassador Kislyak be made public as well. Remember, these are the phone calls that Flynn had during the Trump transition in late 2016. He was unmasked. And then that unmasked call was leaked to the Washington Post. And so now this judge is ordering these transcripts to be released to the public.
All right. And let's hope those transcripts show that Flynn did nothing wrong and that the whole thing was a witch hunt. I'm assuming that will be the case. Everything I've read about the case, it's one of the most horrific targeting stories I've ever seen in my life. This poor guy is an American patriot. And what they did to him is one of the saddest things I've ever seen.
Right, and the real scandal of this story, actually, is who unmasked him or was he under surveillance. We aren't sure. We were suspicious there was a FISA warrant on him and or he was unmasked. And then who leaked his classified call to the media? Devin Nunes hinted in his conversation with Maria Bartiromo a couple weeks ago that they may reveal who leaked that because that's who they are targeting perhaps in a criminal investigation right now, which is going to be a huge story.
All right, and the other Trump Tower meeting, Barr is investigating, meaning Attorney General Barr is investigating leaks after Comey and the intel chiefs briefed Trump on the junk dossier in January of 2017. So tell us about those or that other Trump Tower meeting.
Okay, so this interview that Bill Barr did with Fox News, there was a few bombshells dropped, and I believe this is one of the biggest ones. There was a meeting in January of 2017. There was a secret Oval Office meeting. It was on January 5th. This was between President Obama, Clapper, Brennan, you know, the usual suspects. Biden was there. Susan Rice was there. And they were talking about the dossier. This was before the dossier was published on BuzzFeed. The very next day, Comey traveled to Trump Tower in New York, and he briefed President Trump, or then-elect President Trump, on the dossier. He didn't present it as a piece of intel. He just kind of talked about the more salacious parts of it. He told Trump he was not under investigation. After Comey met with Trump at the Trump Tower in New York, Clapper, who knew about that meeting, leaked the dossier briefing to CNN. That little CNN story that was eventually published, that was the news hook that was needed to eventually publish the dossier. So Barr is looking into this because Comey essentially got the ball rolling on getting the dossier out to the public, knowing, and he knew it was fraudulent.
Now, if Clapper leaked, and we're talking to Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, thegatewaypundit.com is one of my favorite websites on earth, and I go there every morning when I wake up. First thing I do is check the headlines there to think about what I'm going to talk about on the radio show tonight. Christina, if in fact it was leaked by him, wouldn't that be a crime, and wouldn't he be facing prison time?
Right. So the weird thing is that Clapper, initially, he flatly denied it. So the House Intel report that was released stated that Clapper repeatedly denied that he leaked that dossier briefing to CNN. And he had just gotten hired by CNN, so of course the writing's on the wall. Then he finally admitted to investigators that he actually spoke to journalists, including Jake Tapper over at CNN, about this dossier briefing. So according to the House Intel report, it was Clapper. Again, why hasn't he been charged with anything?
Well, maybe it will be soon. That's the hope. And President Trump uses the word treason. I agree. I've always said it's treason.
Yes.
He puts the Spygate coup plotters on notice. Treason means long jail sentences, and this was treason. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Trump went on a tweet storm this morning, and he's been warming up to, you know, he's trying to warm up the public to the idea of putting these people in jail, and today he just straight up called for it. He said treason means long jail sentences, and this was treason. And of course, he's talking about the people who tried to overthrow his administration and oust him from the White House via the 25th Amendment and illegal CI investigations.
It's just amazing to me these people are not in prison. It's a coup. There's no other way to describe
it.
All right, and not only is it a coup, but a lot of them are communists. Obama's intelligence leadership team included at least two admitted former communists. Tell us who those two are.
Well, we have John Brennan. Of course, we know Brennan was an admitted communist. He voted for the communist, what was his name, Gus Hall?
Yes, Gus Hall.
Yeah, so he's an admitted communist, and he never reformed from that. Of course, that's the way he believes. And, of course, it is being reported that Comey, as well, was also a communist.
Well, it's not, you know, I read the story on your site. It's not being reported that Comey's a communist. Comey said, I was a communist. He said those words. And it was, it was in a major interview, you know, with the media. He said, I used to be a communist, and now I'm a Republican. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. Take it for what it's worth. Believe me, he's not a Republican. Mm-hmm. He may have been a communist, but he sure isn't a Republican. All right, let's talk about Facebook suspending conservative star Candace Owens for stating facts. What facts did Candace Owens put a post at Facebook that are so deadly and dangerous that Facebook had to suspend her?
Well, Candace Owens, she's a young black Republican. And she came out and she was talking about the liberal policies are promoting fatherless homes and it's affecting the black community, which is true. And she has every right to defend her heritage and her beliefs. And she was suspended for 7 days from Facebook for speaking the truth about what the liberal policies are doing to the black community. This is what we're dealing with these days. You can't even speak the truth on social media.
That is amazing to say that policies cause black fathers to leave the homes and children are raised with only a mother in the home. That's a fact.
Right.
I don't understand. What is there to argue about that?
Right. And we should be working to reverse that. And instead of, you know, working through the problem and speaking the truth about it, she's banned for 7 days in silence. Actually, she said it was reversed, but that's after a bunch of noise. And people raise hell.
All right. Well, Freedom Fest is coming up here in Las Vegas, and it's a big event that happens every year in July. And this year, I'm not only opening the event, but I'm at the center of the biggest debate of the event about open borders, and it's me and Candace Owens together as a team fighting a couple of people who are pro-open borders. I don't know how anybody could admit out loud they're pro-open borders, but
right.
We will be debating them. So I've never met Candace before. I'll get a chance to spend some quality time around her and be on her team. Her and I is the debate team, so that's pretty cool.
That's
last story of the day. Unborn baby dies because pregnant transgender mother's medical records listed the mother as a male. What?
Yeah, this is really interesting. So an expectant mother showed up to a hospital, and she was transgender, so her medical records stated her as a male. And they thought, when she showed up, they thought she was just an obese male. And so when a woman shows up in her childbearing years, the first thing they're going to do is check to see if she's pregnant. Well, it took several hours to attend to her, and by the time they figured out she was having complications of a pregnancy, the unborn baby had died.
You know, it's just so confusing. I don't know what to say anymore.
Right.
I don't even know who's a woman and who's a man anymore. These people are all nuts. And
right.
It just shows you how dangerous it is. How dangerous it is. Just like, you know, another story that the media won't talk about, Christina, here in Las Vegas, MGM properties have a directive out. The employees were so angry they sent me the directive. If a man walks to a woman's room, he could be 300 pounds, 6'8". No one's allowed to say a thing to him if he thinks he's a woman. Not a thing. Someone's going to get killed. You know. It.
Absolutely.
You know it.
Thank you.
Christina Layla, thanks for coming on. Gateway Pundit, assistant editor. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Wayne Allyn-Ruth, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove, after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Newsmax TV is coming up in just a few minutes. And if you don't get me on Newsmax TV, make sure you call the following phone number, 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. We reach 80 million homes on DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, Charter, Spectrum. And we're really conservative, much more conservative than Fox News. At least I can't speak for the whole network. My show, The Wayne Allen Root Show, is much more conservative than Fox News. And you can watch me with Bill O'Reilly, famed for his Fox News starring role, 16 years in a row, number one, not just at Fox News, but in cable TV news in general, number one, 16 years in a row. And you can see him three times a week on my show, in particular Mondays and Wednesdays, where we have our interviews. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and be sure and watch me tonight coming up in about 6 minutes on Newsmax TV. And if you don't get it on cable or satellite yet, make sure you go to NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It's free. NewsmaxTV.com is free. And when you go there, boom, my show is on. So, Facebook blames a mistake after censoring Candace Owens, the famous black Republican, African-American Republican. She's the founder of the Blexit movement. She'll be my co-teammate. The two of us are debating open borders at the Freedom Fest conference come July 17th through 20th. I think our debate is on July 19th, I think. So you could check it out. If you want to attend Freedom Fest, go to freedomfest.com and get tickets to that. And it's me and Candace Owen as a tag team going after all the liberals who like open borders. That should be a lot of fun. But she was suspended on Facebook after posting about liberal supremacists and the statistics regarding poverty rates in fatherless homes. The social media giant restored Owen's Facebook account several hours later after Breitbart News requested comment claiming Facebook claimed it had made a mistake. She said that she was notified her Facebook account had received a 7-day suspension for violating the platform's community standards after posting about liberal supremacists and the negative effects that leftist policies have on the black community. She said, "Dear President Trump, my Facebook page has been suspended for 7 days for posting that white supremacy is not a threat to black America as much as father absence and liberal policies that incentivize it are," tweeted Owens on Friday. "I'm censored for posting the poverty rates in fatherless homes. Black America must wake up to the great liberal hoax. White supremacy is not a threat. Liberal supremacy is." Interesting. Poverty rate among whites, 11%. Poverty rate among blacks, 22%. Poverty rate among married blacks, 7%. Do not let liberal supremacists convince you that white people are the problem at the same time that their policies encourage the 77% father absence rate in black households. Facebook has allowed every post that has falsely and horribly accused President Trump of white supremacy to remain on its platform, added Candace Owens in a follow-up tweet. "When a black woman begins discussing the truth, which is that liberal policies have systematically ruined black homes, they censor. They're now actively censoring and deplatforming voices they feel will assist Trump in 2020. They view me as a threat to their Democratic Party because I am waking up black America to the lies and devastation that liberal policies have unleashed into our community." And she included the message she got from Facebook, so we all know it's true. They didn't make a mistake. And then, you know, along those lines of liberal supremacy, liberals with white hoods, is this new SAT adversity thing. This new adversity score is so insulting. It implies black people can't make it. Okay? They're adding points to your score on the SATs because you're black. It's the most incredible thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. Or black or a person of color. I'm sure if you're Hispanic, they add it too. They're assigning an adversity score which will factor in students' social and economic hardships. That is admitting that they believe that if you're black or Hispanic or live in bad neighborhoods, you cannot compete with white people. It's just amazing that you would think like black people are crippled. You would think that they're using, you know, braces to get around. That we need to prop them up. That they can never compete with white people. They can never make it in a white world. Isn't it funny how liberals call us racist? Never in my life I thought that about black people, that they can't make it. It's just like at Harvard, where they literally have a system in place that is prejudiced against Chinese people and Asians. They're just too smart, they say. We can't let them all in. And then they have a system in place that pushes blacks into Harvard with grades that don't cut the mustard. So how can you trust that when someone gets out of a Harvard and they got in because of the color of their skin, that they're really smart? Are they really smart, or they get in just because of the color of their skin? Are you going to trust that doctor? Are you going to trust that accountant? Are you going to trust that lawyer? Are you going to trust that investment banker? Maybe the only reason he got in is the color of his skin. If it's racist to keep someone out of college because of the color of their skin, why is there racism to let them in because of the color of their skin? Why isn't it racist to give them an advantage when they take the SAT exam?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
On.